This is Franchise Today, brought to you by FRM Solutions, providers of the best-in-class software solutions for franchise relationship management. Franchise Today is your destination for weekly information, conversations, and interviews with accomplished industry leaders, all of whom share best practices for sustainable growth and sensible franchising. Here now, your host, Stan Friedman, to kick off this week's podcast.
Today is Wednesday, August 14th, 2024. I'm Stan Friedman, and this is Franchise Today. Well, what a couple of weeks it's been. When I returned home from the Fagery Summit a couple of weeks ago, I felt really good about how much I'd accomplished there, and on oh so many fronts. But it wasn't until I started digging in and actioning some of those conversations that the depth and significance of the summit became even more evident to me. That includes my reconnection with today's guest, Jamie Isaacs, co-founder and president of All Points Public Relations. As you'll hear in the interview, Jamie and I go back some 18 years, but through all those years, I never really got to know the depth of his background and preceding franchising, his years in journalism. Then, add to that his early years at Hyatt, and all of it has become very foundational to his current day journey. Jamie's is quite the story, and it's coming right up. But first, many thanks again to Aisha Biscaro, founder and CEO of the American Franchise Academy. You know, I've dubbed Aisha as Wonder Woman, and if you've yet to download last week's interview with her, give it a listen, and you'll understand why. Also, a quick reminder to check out our website at www.franchisetodaypodcast.com, where you'll find hundreds of interviews available for streaming or download, dating back some 15 years, with so many icons of the franchise world, summaries of their interviews, show notes, blog posts, and of course, the opportunity to drop a review to let others know that you enjoy listening to Franchise Today. It'll only take a minute, but it will be much appreciated. Okay, how about a quick time out here? And when I return, I'll be joined by Jamie Isaacs, co-founder and president of All Points Public Relations, with yet another story that is sure to inspire. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
We are all familiar with Vistage, YPO, and EO. Well, now comes Zor Forum, a somewhat similar type of executive group, but this one comes with a twist. Zor Forum groups are exclusively for franchisors. Imagine a peer group for sharing and networking on a platform built exclusively for franchise executives. Zor Forum members are afforded unparalleled access to best practices and some of the brightest minds within the franchising world through regular meetings and a dedicated communications platform. In this post-COVID world, a franchise-specific mastermind or peer group is an endeavor worth making time for. Zor Forum groups of 6 to 10 will bring leaders together that are in similar situations, but with exclusivity in terms of their competitive sets, so that each can openly help others benefit from their respective knowledge, perspective, and experience with no fear of competitive loss. Network, learn, strategize, and remain motivated along your journey. Join a peer group, not just any peer group. Join the only one designed for emerging franchisors. Join Zor Forum. Learn more at zorforum.com. That's www.zorforum.com. Jamie Isaacs possesses a rare combination of credentials that began in television journalism and hospitality, then led all the way to entrepreneurship as co-owner and operator of All Points PR. Previously, Jamie was in executive level management at Fishman PR after cutting his teeth in public relations as manager for Chicago-based Hyatt Hotels Corporation, working at the company's global headquarters. Earlier in his career, Jamie earned his stripes in the news industry as an anchor, reporter, and producer at various NBC, ABC, Fox, and Fox Sports Net affiliates throughout the USA. This is a story that inspires, and he's here to share it. Jamie Isaacs, welcome to Franchise Today.
Thanks for having me today, Stan. Great to be on with you, one of the legends, the icons. Great to be with you.
Well, the same true of you, as over the years, you've become something of an icon yourself, and it's kind of like a reversal of roles today. You being one of those people I rely on for guests every week being pitched to me for conversations on Franchise Today. Today, the pitcher becomes the guest himself. So a little bit of a change in circumstances, wouldn't you agree?
It is a reversal, but not lost on me the importance of this relationship, you know, what it means for our agency. And certainly you and me going back as long as we do, this is an awesome chance to catch up and hopefully give a little bit to your listeners.
And we're going to do what we do every week, Jamie. We're going to take you back to when franchising and you connected with each other and find out how that happened. But before we go there, I want to ask you, just how long is it since we've known each other? I think you started All Points in what, 07 or, oh no, maybe 11?
Correct. Started in 11, but you and I got to know each other when I was at a previous agency, which started in 2006.
Right. I'm not sure what year it was, but, and we can call it out. Not going to ignore the fact that it all started at Fishman PR, at least where I met you and Nick. You guys were in your early stages of franchising then, I guess. But we're going to make that part of the story today. We're going to ask you, Jamie, where were you and what were you doing when you discovered franchising, or like most people, franchising discovered you?
So regarding that, I worked in the corporate offices of Hyatt Hotels Corporation starting in 2002. And while I didn't really get a peek into franchising in 2002, as I learned more about Hyatt Hotels and the inner workings, and I learned about the brands that the family who owned Hyatt, which, by the way, the last name is Pritzker, obviously a very famous family in the Chicago market.
No doubt.
Nationally now, too. But they had owned other brands, too, that I really didn't work on. But those brands were franchising. There was a brand called, I think it was Microtel, that franchised, and I didn't really know it all that well. But in 2005, Hyatt purchased the AmeriSuites brand, and AmeriSuites, you know, well-known chain, and that was completely franchised. And I got to know franchising at that point because I was in charge of the PR campaign for the conversion of AmeriSuites to what's called Hyatt Place. And we all know the Hyatt Place hotels now. And so I learned about franchisees and the conversations and kind of the directions and guidelines that were being given to them as they were going through their rebranding and the anticipation of rebranding. And we all know what that means in franchising today and what a heavy lift that can be for franchisees. But imagine doing a whole hotel, and if you own more than one, having to rebrand as Hyatt Place. So that was a lot of conversations in 2005, 2006. And that's really where I learned about franchising, was that moment. And then had the opportunity to learn about franchising, like you said, moving on to Fishman PR. That was a natural fit for me. Ironically, you know, I learned franchising at Hyatt. There was an opportunity to interview with Fishman probably about 6 months before I was even hired. And I loved that opportunity to interview with them and looking at their business for me in a couple different ways, which was number one, to dive more into the PR world in an agency. And then looking at it from a franchising standpoint, like I said, I'd gotten to know it at Hyatt. And the most ironic part is that Fishman was based in my own hometown in suburban Chicago. So it had like these three factors that were really appealing to me. And then obviously it took off nicely for me diving into franchising for many reasons, and I adore franchise.
So let's go back a little further still and talk about what you did go to school for. What was it you were studying to do? Were you planning on journalism?
Yeah, so even in high school and prior to that, really in my early years, my parents allowed me to have a television in my room. And at a young age, right or wrong, I had a TV in my room. But I was watching the local news, and local news in Chicago were celebrities. The newscasters held a lot of compelling stardom in Chicagoland, and a lot of our media folks have become famous to us in the Chicagoland and beyond. One of the reasons is WGN, which was that superstation that went out across the country. But knowing that I wanted to pursue and look forward to a career of these folks who I looked up to so much kind of got me through high school pursuing journalism interest. I was on the high school television station. I wrote for the high school newspaper. And so that was kind of set for me. I really wanted to pursue that. In college, I went to the finest institution in the Midwest and maybe all the land, called Indiana University in Bloomington, which had a great journalism program, the Ernie Pyle School of Journalism, which has since evolved into the media school, where I still visit and speak at career day and meet with students. And we every summer have interns from Indiana here at All Points. But I did graduate with a focus in broadcast journalism and went on to pursue broadcast journalism as a sports reporter and anchor. I did do a lot of news reporting and anchoring too, starting my career in nearby Terre Haute, Indiana, nearby to Bloomington, where I went to school at IU, and then went to Terre Haute and had a very interesting start to my career where I was hired as a producer, overnight producer, making less than $13,000 a year, which was in the fall of 97, which really was really below the poverty level, I think, at the time. But I took the job and started to do that overnight, producing for the morning show. I volunteered my time in the sports department. I was probably getting paid for 30 hours a week and working 60 hours a week. So put in my time, kept producing resume tape, and you know, you send out the tapes. You're really sending out VHS tapes across the country, hoping that something sticks. And I started getting a couple phone calls, and they started coming in at about the same time, maybe a couple months after really hitting it hard. And the two that came in, I actually accepted the first one. And the one that I was offered the job was Fairbanks, Alaska. Okay.
No way.
Furthest away market in the country, market 205 of like 207. It's in the interior of Alaska. You know, the sun doesn't go down in the summer and doesn't rise in the winter kind of place. And took that job. The other job offer was Pocatello, Idaho. But I figured, you know, I'm 22. I can experience something that very few can living and working in Alaska. And so I jumped at that and left friends and family behind and arrived in Fairbanks on January 8th, 1998, 40 below zero and dark as can be, and started my career in television that went until 2002, about mid-2002, when I joined Hyatt.
That is a story that I don't think I've ever heard before. And I love it every week when we do these. I do these interviews every week with people that I thought I knew. I always come away with at least one more nugget than I had going in. I had no idea you ever lived in Alaska. That's amazing.
It was honestly some of those formative months and years. I lived there for 2 years. So I saw winter come and go twice, saw summer come and go twice, which is, you know, the most magical part of the time to be there. Granted, it was about 3 months of heat, snowed on me in mid-August. So you learn a new way of adapting. And when you go out on your own as a 22-year-old, very few people get to experience that in life. I talk about this a lot, even in my own company now. How are you going to get uncomfortable as a 20-year-old, mid-20s? How do you get uncomfortable? Because if all you want is to live in Chicago, have the benefits of culture, friends, family, all the amenities that Chicago brings as a world-class city, you don't develop and mature into someone that's going to understand what it takes to put all of your effort into something to make something of yourself. And you have to find that way to challenge yourself. And I'm not saying you can't find it in Chicago. You can find determination and commitment and hard work in Chicago. But when you walk off a plane on January 8th in Fairbanks, Alaska, and have to make it for yourself, you really develop and mature as a professional. And that was so important to me. And I talk about that a lot with my team. How are you going to get yourself uncomfortable?
That's a pretty amazing story, Jamie. And I looked at your LinkedIn profile and saw that you talk about challenging the norms with a relentless commitment to integrated PR. And I guess what could be any more challenging when it comes to a young kid at 22 moving away from home, but not down the street or around the corner, all the way to Fairbanks, Alaska? Come on.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's unheard of or completely unique to me. But I will just add that when you don't have a place to live and you're relatively living paycheck to paycheck as a 22-year-old, which I was, I didn't have a ton of support from my family and had student loans and all that. So it was go for it kind of mentality. I had a dream, I had an ambition, and I was really focused on my career. And I had this added benefit of arriving in a place where there was so much nature and natural beauty and unique culture that I could absorb this and get a lot out of being there, both personally and professionally. So I was in a unique scenario, and a lot of friends thought I was crazy, and family was behind me for the most part, and had a lot of people come up and visit me, which what other time for family and friends, you know, is better than when they know someone that's there. And so it was very unique, and I will never lose those moments in my memory and what it meant to me, and still keep in touch with a few people from those very unique years.
Great story. story, Jamie. So take us back to Hyatt now and getting your feet wet in franchising. What came after that milestone?
I think that hospitality industry is something that everyone should get exposure to, right? Whether you're working in restaurants, working at a hotel, any form and format of travel, tourism, hospitality, food and beverage. And while I wasn't in the hotels, I did have to spend a lot of time in hotels and I had to contribute, right? And sometimes it's all hands on deck. And the bottom line is that I saw and got to experience things in the hospitality industry that was so fantastic. And to do that at a world-class organization like Hyatt, I mean, a brand that is consistently awarded for great place to work, for great hotels around the country, around the world. It was so unique to be at a major brand. And to be on the client side was something that immediately I didn't know was going to be a benefit to me. But as the years went on at Hyatt, and I was there for almost 5 years, I began to manage agencies. And to be on the client side as a professional, managing agencies is such an advantage. So I worked on the journalism side, on the news side. I then worked on the client side, right? I also, when I started at Hyatt, enrolled for my MBA. And so I did get an MBA as well at a university here in the Chicagoland market called Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Great school. I'd encourage everyone to look up that program. I worked and went to school at the same time. They have a campus in the city and in Lake Forest. And so I took a lot away from just the disposition of being the brand versus the agency, the client versus the agency. And so that was remarkable. Took a ton away from being at Hyatt hotels, right? Working for a variety of different kinds of hotels. And that's something in franchising that we can't take for granted. When you work for some institutions that have multiple brands, multiple levels of brands, you really got a sense of how they categorize their own kind of collection of brands. And so Hyatt gave me that exposure, working with our resort hotels, working with city hotels, working with convention hotels, Park Hyatt, all different levels of brands. And so you really start to learn brand positioning. You start to learn about pricing, right? Because you have all different kinds of price points within the brands. And so from operations to marketing to pricing, finance, all kinds of things within Hyatt, I was exposed to. And thankfully, in the PR department that I worked in at Hyatt, we got to work with all these other departments, and it was just a wonderful way to kind of enter not only the PR world, but also what I'll call like a real professional business environment. The news world, while it has a lot of redeemable qualities, the news world, it also is a scenario where it's not the most professional environment, and it's very cutthroat, it's very deadline driven, and you have so many kind of obstacles that get in the way of professionalism, I'll say. Whereas at Hyatt, almost the epitome of professionalism. I remember at Hyatt, we had to take an etiquette class. They brought in an etiquette expert to talk to us. So it was a very conservative, a little more professionalized environment, and such a great way to kind of dive into that part of my life that I continue to get to be a part of in many ways.
So what was the motivation to get back to the agency side and to get out on the client side?
Well, like I said, the path started to be created for me when I decided to leave journalism, from the TV world. After 9/11, there was a hit to advertising, essentially. And that all shook out over about the next 6 months. So by mid-2002, the show that I was helping produce and report on, which was one of the Fox Sports regional sports reports, that show got canceled. It just kind of couldn't survive in form and format. And so I never missed a day of work. I went to work at another TV station in Rockford, Illinois. And so I was commuting essentially from the Chicagoland area to Rockford, which is about 60 miles. So it's not horrid, but it wasn't ideal. My wife had just started grad school at Northwestern here in Chicago. And so we made the decision that I was going to pursue another path. So I started in the MBA program. I began my career at Hyatt. I was able to get hired at Hyatt. And so then when that path starts to form, right, I see the future. I see the future in many ways. And I had the journalism degree. I'm working on the client side at Hyatt. I'm getting my MBA. I'm thinking agency may be something that I could pursue as an entrepreneurial endeavor. And I had an entrepreneurial itch as well. I'm thinking about the entrepreneurial endeavor. The Fishman connection worked out well. And in the end, I got that opportunity at Fishman. And so kind of the pieces started to fall into place that we would get to this moment we're at today. Of course, it was 13 years ago. And that's how the path kind of happened for me. And so it became very clear. And thankfully, as we can talk about, I had a partner in this that wanted to very much take the dive with me as well.
Great place for us to park for a break, Jamie. And on the other side, let's pick up the story about the early days and what you see going forward. We're talking today with Jamie Isaacs, president of All Points PR, and we'll be doing more of that right after a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Franchise Today will be right back. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchise Today is brought to you by FRM Solutions, offering the only CRM tool built exclusively for franchising that lets you have it your way. Whether you're a single brand needing professional tools across departments or a portfolio of brands needing franchise-specific CRM across the enterprise, either way, FRM satisfies the needs of many with the power of one. That's right, one single instance of FRM is all it takes across departments or across brands. So if you've had it with inflexible, one-size-fits-all CRM, end your frustration today. FRM offers robust dashboarding, tailored reporting, and with open APIs, FRM pushes, pulls, and integrates with other databases, providing you with a single source of truth. Don't just take my word for it. Visit them at frmsolutions.com and order up a demo today. And we're back on Franchise Today this week, talking with Jamie Isaacs, president of All Points PR. Jamie, we left off talking about early days and a partner. Why don't you tell us about some of that?
So in 2011, I started to really put the framework around the possibility of starting All Points Public Relations. And at the time, my wife had been a school teacher in the Chicago public school system and at a couple other opportunities that she had as a teacher. And so she worked in one of the greatest schools in Chicago, private schools, and had the public school experience. But more importantly, she's absolutely off the charts intelligent in a number of ways and the brains of the couple that we are. And soon enough became the brains of All Points Public Relations, the visionary, kind of the conceptual mastermind of what we could accomplish. And so I knew that she would be integral from a business standpoint. And it wasn't a hard conversation because she was fully backing that I wanted that in this direction. And then as we started to formulate it, she was getting so jazzed by it that we just naturally had conversations about teaming up to do this together. My wife, Lauren Isaacs, is absolutely a 50-50 contributor to the business and is the executive that has that vision, that real mindset to get us to where we've gotten this far. I'm more the public relations and kind of integrated PR mind in the business. She's the business visionary and runs the company and has been instrumental in getting to where we are today on many levels. And she did most recently actually just graduate with another master's degree in what's called information design. And information design is basically like how we take the data that we're faced with today as humans and as business professionals and organize and use data in the most profound ways. And so that's very applicable to what we do at All Points and from our services standpoint. So she has grown into becoming a marketer as well. And she teaches branding at Northwestern. She's a professor at Northwestern as well for branding classes. We feel like we are a nice 1-2 punch at leading the organization, but we've created a whole organizational structure that has a lot of very talented people that have made so many contributions to the company. And that's all because there was a vision to make that happen and to empower people. We have team members who have been with us for 10 years or more on multiple occasions at the agency.
How many people are we today?
About 50 team members. So it's an agency that we really position as an integrated public relations firm. So today, that means that at the leading edge of public relations, you have different aspects of public relations that were never there 20 years ago, let's say. Really, the proliferation of social media created the opportunity for public relations to cling to another discipline that expanded our talents beyond the writing and aspects of public relations that were traditional to it. Writing, events, a couple other aspects of PR that was more traditional in the earned media landscape. Social media became an opportunity to write for a different media and to begin to introduce graphic design in a more routine manner for public relations. You then started to hear about SEO, and that opened up more avenues. And more, we became opportunistic in public relations discipline to adapt to the opportunities that present itself through new forms of media and measurement and channels. And so we're an integrated PR firm. We saw that opportunity from the beginning in 2013. And so we have 50 team members. We're divided into five teams, about 8 to 9 people per team. And our integration occurs at the team level. So every team, or pods as we call them, has public relations, social media, graphic design, and content marketing all included in it. So that's how we kind of amassed a bigger agency.
And now comes AI, and what does that do to the PR world?
We're embracing it at all points. I can't speak for every agency and the way they've embraced it, but we are embracing it in a responsible manner. And we've had experts come in on AI, specifically ChatGPT. So it's more generative AI that we're using, not machine AI necessarily, but generative AI that allows us to use it responsibly, like a calculator maybe was for accountants or others in the numbers world, where it's a piece of the puzzle, but not the final solution. And we, again, commit to using it responsibly. We've been trained by a couple different experts. My wife has been informed on it and educated on it and even teaches on AI as well. So she's great in terms of being a representative, Lauren, for us as our COO and vice president. She's been instrumental in getting our agency using it the right way and, frankly, using it and not shying away from it. So we feel really good about ChatGPT and other forms of generative AI and the implementation of it in different applications. Because now Microsoft, the design programs that we use, everything has implemented some form of AI. So we want to make sure we're at the most kind of informed part of AI.
So Jamie, when you talked about SEO, what about geofencing and loyalty and the way data is being used? As you talked about, your wife has got a degree in the application of data. How sophisticated is that? And how few or many people are actually doing as much with data as is available to them these days?
Well, there's so many usable disciplines of taking advantage of the data that's available to us today. In public relations, we want to take as much information as possible from our clients because essentially we are their mouthpiece to their audiences. So we're using data in profound ways when it comes to social media. Obviously, email writing that we do, the blog writing, the website writing, using it in probably the most applicable way as well that you alluded to, which is digital marketing. Public relations has evolved to three kinds of media today. Earned media, which is the most traditional. Owned media, which are things like I was referring to with email lists and blog writing and website and even organic social media. And then paid media, which is a remarkable evolution of PR to really utilize paid media, which was for so long a requirement of ad agencies and other forms of marketing, but not public relations. But when social media monetized itself, we had to get to know all forms of paid digital media. So we have advanced our agency to understand paid social, obviously Google search, new forms of Google too, which could include its implementation on YouTube and other forms of Google advertising. So we have to apply data in everything that we do in terms of leveraging the information that we have and informing the different platforms on how to take advantage of that, whether it be creating audiences using the pixels, or informing the platforms with the emails and lists that we have. So we are using data to be more targeted demographically and more targeted geographically than ever before. And it allows us to communicate with our clients in a way as well that reassures them that we're spending their money in the most responsible way that is intending to generate the highest return on investment. So data is extremely important in everything that we do because, again, it really gives us the most targeted audiences from a geographic and demographic standpoint. And then it allows us to communicate with our clients in a way that they have an easier feeling about how their money is being spent.
So in the post-COVID world, Jamie, what has changed most dramatically from your point of view? And what does that mean for franchising and franchise PR in the next 1, 3, or even 5 years?
I would say in the post-COVID world, there's some things that we hadn't yet experienced. Number one, from an operations of an agency standpoint, you have the preference of your team members to want to work from home. So we had to restructure our entire agency early in 2020 and continue to kind of evolve it today. Different years require different aspects of work from home and connectivity for that. So we've adapted all kinds of softwares to be able to stay more connected to our team members using project management tools. We are married to Monday.com and love Monday.com. And that allows us to really run our accounts and run the agency in a very connected way and formative way. We obviously do very much believe in share screen and the power of Zoom. And then we have invested in tons of other softwares that allow us to manage our clients in different ways too. So that could include things like our media monitoring and research to our dashboards and softwares that allow us to report our progress to our clients too. So it's a level of connectivity that is different. Likewise, right, cost structures have changed in the post-COVID world. That means we have to be even more sensitive to what the client's needs and wishes are and really become more customized in everything that we do for our clients. So that customized approach that we take and how we manage our client work and how we are always giving them a unique campaign approach to their work, we believe is a direct reflection of the post-COVID world, which is this kind of inflated cost structure that means we just have to be so much more strategic in everything that we do.
Jamie, before I ask for contact info, is there anything today that I haven't asked you that you wished I might have?
Well, we are at a crossroads in the agency, and that is the fact that we are moving our entire agency from a nearby suburb just outside the city limits to the actual city. We're moving our agency to River North. We're calling it All Points 2.0. It is redefining us in many, many ways, from human resources to the way we operate the agency and an new excitement level for how we plan to run our accounts and be a key member of our clients' worlds. And so that's a new level of evolution where we've taken this from where we're at today to the city life. And we hope it means a lot to our agency in terms of employee retention and employee acquisition, but in the same regards to the creativity and innovation that we bring our clients in our work. So All Points 2.0 is here.
So does that mean we're centralizing again and bringing the people that were remote back in?
There is going to be a deeper commitment to being in the office. It's not a full 5 days a week, but right now we're 2 or 3 days. It's going to be at 4 days. And the commute that a lot of our team members have made over the years, whether they were training it out to us because our office is right next to a metro station or driving or whatever mode, that will reduce dramatically for most of our team members that live within the city limit. So we think that that's an opportunity, yes, but we have a great place to work. And I can say that confidently, not just because it's something that Lauren and I have committed to because we own it, but more so because we invest so much in our team members and so much in their job satisfaction. We love our clients. We adore our clients, but our number one priority is creating an experience for our team members that they can't get elsewhere so that we retain them longer. And that's been our method from the very beginning. When I started the agency with just myself and then we hired 2 people at about 6 months, we were in a shared office and had a small room in that shared office, literally could almost touch all the 4 walls at the same time. And I'm looking at these 2 team members who joined and we are looking at plain white walls. And I'm thinking, how am I going to make this a place where they want to be? And I think about that still today, no matter 2 employees, 50 employees sitting in an office, sitting with my team members, how is this going to be a place where they want to give it their all while they're here or working from home, whatever the case might be? So that attitude towards being in the city, being out here, we want to create the best place possible.
What about some contact info, Jamie, for those who have dialed in today and want to learn more?
Yeah, I hope I've given everyone something that they feel they're walking away with some nuggets and a little bit more about All Points and maybe about the PR world for franchising. Please reach out on LinkedIn, very active on LinkedIn. We have a great website, allpointspr.com, and we're at all the conferences in franchising and looking forward to seeing folks soon enough, potentially at conferences coming up in the fall.
And it was good seeing you again, Jamie, at the Fay Gray Summit in Minneapolis a week or two ago, and happy we got the chance to do this today as well.
I appreciate it, and it was wonderful to catch up there too.
Jamie Isaacs, president of All Points Public Relations, thanks for joining us today on Franchise Today.
Thank you, Stan.
Well, that's a wrap for today. Still to come in the weeks ahead, franchise lawyer extraordinaire Brian Schnell, neighborly CFO John Schell, Express Employment Professionals VP Harvey Holmesy, profit keeper by PrimePay Senior VP Kyle McCune, Jenny Young at Brooklyn Robot Foundry, and more, much, much more. So subscribe today wherever you chase podcasts. That way you'll be certain to never miss an episode of Franchise Today. Until next time, I'm Stan Friedman wishing you the best, the very best of all things franchising, and Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Today is a production of FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM tools to empower relationships with prospective and existing franchisees. Find them online at FRMSolutions.com. Join Stan every Wednesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Franchise Today.